Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, our show today is going to be very special. Why? Because we'll be talking to the nation's largest military shipbuilder. They are the sole builder of the U.S. Navy aircraft carriers and the world's largest warships. One of the two builders that are the construction company for the nuclear-powered submarines. They have 39,000 employees. I know, it's wild. But before we do that, the reason why it's cool is because they have a large-scale commitment to investing in their workforce. They literally have like mastermind series for their employees for free. They have coaching for their employees for free. It's like what they want is to have financial literacy within their workforce so they can have a happier workforce. So before we get to that, though, we're going to talk to my buddy Scott Duffy, who has a brand new book. It is called Breakthrough. Now, if that is not a breakthrough for a gigantic company to take a look at their workforce and go, we've got to help these people get financial literacy. We've got to help them to have more than just a 401k that, oh, by the way, they're borrowing against and hardship borrowing and their houses are getting repossessed because they're just not good with money. They're like, let's fix this. We got 39,000 employees, so we'll be talking to them later. But hey, congratulations, man. I tried to buy your doggone book, Breakthrough, and it's sold out. What's going on?
Yeah, it's been an amazing couple of weeks, and we're really excited, and we're really, really pleased with the response to Breakthrough.
So I know it's printed by Entrepreneur Press, which is fantastic. Both of us work with Entrepreneur. Tell us, what is the book Breakthrough about, and how can people get it once they start printing again? Because I think it sold more than you thought it would. Print more books, Scott!
Well, really what Breakthrough is it's a step-by-step process for not only taking your idea to market, but once it's there, really understanding how to grow and scale your business and position it for sale. And what I've done, you know, I'm just like, Alan, you know, I'm just absolutely obsessed with this idea of helping people live their dreams through entrepreneurship. And I've spent the last 2 years running all over the world, talking to people who are really the best of the best at what they do, the top innovators, the top entrepreneurs, to find out kind of what is the recipe, you know, what are the things that they're doing in today's market that are getting these incredible results. And it's interesting because I'm always looking for, like, what's that one thing, the one thing that's common amongst everyone? And here it is. The people I'm talking to, whether it's a person like a Tony Robbins or a Richard Branson or Damon John or Gary Vaynerchuk, what they all have is this crazy, obsessive, this passion for learning. And here's why. You know, it used to be that business, that things just moved so slow. Like if you're an entrepreneur, you know, you would get out there and the cost, first of all, to be an entrepreneur and to launch a business and to enter a market was prohibitive for a lot of people. Right. And if you were fortunate enough to get in, you know, things move slowly. Right. And big companies had all the advantage, you know, but today change doesn't happen slowly. It happens exponentially. You know, in fact, like here's what's crazy. If you went back 100 years to 1918, the average male in the United States only lived to be 49 years old. I'm 48. I mean, that's crazy. That freaks me out.
Wow.
And so maybe back then, all you had to be is good at one thing because you didn't really live a very long life. But today, because change happens so fast, that just doesn't work. In fact, if you look at the top 10 jobs that last year's college graduating class applied for, the top 10 jobs, not one of them existed 10 years ago. It's incredible the way this happens. And
right.
So the message is this. The message is whatever it is that you do that makes you you in business, like that silver bullet, that thing that you always go back to, that superhero power of yours 5 years ago is your baggage today. And that's what the top entrepreneurs and innovators know. And that's why their obsession is with learning.
Man, hold on a second then. Let me take a break. Scott Duffy got a new book out, Breakthrough. You can find it at entrepreneur.com. I'm sure there's stuff there because he's there. I'm there. You should be there. Entrepreneur.com. Then we're going to bring one hardworking guy on the show, a buddy of Scott's, talk about his company, The Science of Flipping. I have a company called The Science of Flipping Off. We'll talk about that on the other side. It's Entrepreneur Week.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
All right, it is Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Don't forget, check out our podcast, because after it's on the radio, we remove the commercials because the local radio stations have to play their commercials. And then we make it into the podcast that you guys can listen to commercial-free, which is nice, right? That's what podcasts are all about. Scott Duffy's on the line. Brand new book, Breakthrough. And I can't wait to talk to the folks from the company Huntington Ingalls, who are, they're helping their employees with financial literacy through all kinds of what us guys in our world called mastermind techniques, you might say. What do the best of the best do? What is that secret sauce? And by the way, Scott Duffy and I did a show that is still out there. We did 40 episodes of a little fun thing we did called Business and Burgers, where we took out entrepreneurs that we thought were just rock stars. We wanted to extract from them the secret sauce of their success. Scott has done a lot of that. And I think part of the research for his book, Breakthrough, was stolen from our show. I'm going to need my royalties, Scott. I'm apologizing publicly.
People that have built exceptional companies all seem to do things just a little bit different than everyone else, right? It reminds me of a story. So one of my mentors, Dave Meltzer, we were talking about this very thing, like, what's the secret sauce behind the culture right. of really cool companies?
By the way, we should tell the world, Elevator Pitch. Dave Meltzer is the host of Elevator Pitch. It's a video series kind of like Shark Tank, where you get like 1 minute to, while you're going up an elevator to pitch your product. And if the sharks or the elevator pitch people like it, they'll let the door open. If not, the elevator goes down. That's Dave Meltzer. Continue, Scott.
And also, that is now the number one digital show on the internet. I mean, they are it's amazing. And Dave also has a top 10 podcast on iTunes called The Playbook, which you can also get at entrepreneur.com.
Yeah, but he's my competition. So, that's competition. I'm not giving out competition. Strike that. Delete that from the recording. All right, go ahead.
No, so Dave said to me, he's like, you want to see something unique? I want you to come to one of my weekly sales meetings. Okay. So I'm like, sure. So, I've been to a million sales meetings. I've run a million sales meetings, right? And typically what happens is everyone kind of gets into a conference room and they all sit around a big table and they share an update on, their business. And when they're sharing the update, what they do is they highlight all of the great things that happened the week before, or if stuff wasn't so great, like they put lipstick on it and they try and make it look like it, it's a better result than it maybe actually was. But what Dave does that's different is this. What Dave does is he has every single person in the room tell what their biggest screw up was the week before. He calls it the Stevie Awards. So the whole meeting is only one thing. All you do is listen to everyone's screw-ups. And here's the thing. He awards $1,000 every single week to the person with the biggest screw-up.
I love
here's what they have to do. It's amazing. But here's what they have to do. They not only share what happened and what got screwed up, but they share what they learned, right? Why they're accountable and what they learned from it.
It's awesome.
And here's what happens. By being open and by being honest, first of all, that creates a culture right there. Second, it enables everybody to learn in real time from what's working and what's not working, right? And it enables the company, the people in the company, to learn much faster about how to optimize every area of the business. And third, it's just a really fun way to kick off the week. And so, I think we celebrate companies like the one that you're about to talk to, who's making these amazing chips, and companies like Dave Meltzer's, who do things just a little bit different, but that little difference separates them from the rest of the pack.
That's awesome. Dave Meltzer, you guys should all check him out too. He's one of the entrepreneur gang, you might say. Scott Duffy, Breakthrough the Book, this radio show and podcast, Entrepreneur Weekly, the brand Entrepreneur, entrepreneur.com. We're a tribe, and we invite you guys to be part of that tribe. Speaking of part of that tribe, Justin Colby, The Science of Flipping. Give me 30 seconds on Justin before we head into this segment with him.
So, Alan, I'm really excited to have Justin on today. He is a really good friend of mine and has built a really killer business. And what I love about Justin is that he really comes from the heart, right? And as an entrepreneur, like, he shares the real grit, the real story about what it takes to build a great company.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to talk to him next, and then we're going to be talking to the largest, the nation's largest military ship builders, and they build the nuclear-powered submarines and all that, and they're helping their 39,000 employees achieve financial literacy. I love this stuff. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Well, welcome back. It is Entrepreneur Weekly, and Scott Duffy's on the line. Justin Colby said he wanted a song that best described his personality. Bad Girls, of course! What else could I have used, Scott?
Justin, I'm telling you, you wind him up. This is what happened.
You asked for it in the commercial break. You never know what you're going to get, Justin. All right, The Science of Flipping. Scott, I'll let you ask the first question. Go for it.
You know, I'm always looking for what are the breakthroughs that people have, like those aha goosebump moments that really help to take their business in kind of a whole new direction. And I'm wondering, what is the biggest breakthrough that you've had when building your company that's led to your success?
Yeah, there's a laundry list, but one that is paramount to me is the ability to overcome fear, the ability to overcome that anxiousness that we all feel, even as entrepreneurs, even when you reach a level of success, and more importantly, when you're just starting to be an entrepreneur, is the ability to just take action regardless of all else. That has been the largest breakthrough I've found as I've started to grow my businesses because I'm jumping into new waters. And so it's kind of like I'm starting all over again as I'm diversifying my business portfolio. And so taking action cures that fear. It cures that anxiety. Even though some of that action isn't 100% right all the time, it gives me the confidence to keep going and realize the avenues I need to keep going. So that was one of the biggest breakthroughs I've found over the last coming years as I've been kind of climbing that proverbial ladder, as they say.
So everybody, Justin tells me, you know, he's very, how do I say this? He's, I think, proud of the fact that he's a hard working guy. I am proud of that myself, in my own self. Scott is that way. That's why we became friends. We are hardworking dudes. That's all there is to it. And that's what it takes. I gave a talk the other day and somebody said, you know, what is the biggest thing you can overcome in life? You know what I said? I said, sleep. And they're like, what? And I go, you don't need so much sleep. Get out of bed. Get up early. I said, you know, sleep is this comfort zone. You know, when times are tough, you don't even want to wake up. You want to just stay in that coma. You got to learn how to wake up. What is the oldest saying you've ever heard in your life? The early bird catches the worm. I want the worm, right? And I think that Justin's like that. Justin, do me a favor. Tell me about The Science of Flipping. What is that?
Yeah, it originally started as just a podcast, very similar to what everyone's aware of, right, on iTunes. And that slowly has transformed into a consultant firm where we focus very highly on real estate investing, which is then kind of transformed into a lot more of the mindset and what it actually takes to be an entrepreneur. And so it's been a wonderful journey as it started kind of as a podcast for me to put my strategies and, you know, techniques and tools out there for the world on how I flip so many homes a year, and has now transformed into a consultative company where we take on clients. And a lot of that has to do with what it actually takes to be, no pun intended, a successful entrepreneur, right? And so that's why we're here on this show, is to be able to help those individuals become what they aspire to become.
All right, let's go naked here. What's the biggest, dumbest thing you've ever done in your life? Because Scott said, we're going to give you $1,000, or at least Dave Meltzer will. What's the biggest mistake?
I want to see that check.
I know.
I want to see that check.
In business, the biggest mistake you ever made, in other words, I shouldn't have got that partner. My friends told me, leave him alone. And I was, you know, or I shouldn't have invested in that new Corvette or whatever, you know?
Very easy for me. I had an opportunity to jump into a development, developing 79 townhomes. I was rehabbing homes at the time. And so my confidence got the better side of me. I was chasing the money, as they like to say, right? Mm-hmm. And so I saw all the zeros and the commas that came along with the end payday. And I just went for it without actually doing the amount of due diligence I should have.
Ah.
There were some people involved in the deal that were not the greatest individuals. And so it was a very, very hard lesson learned because I was blinded by the money. I was blinded by the zeros and the commas. And that is not why you should be in business or doing things. And so that was my biggest lesson for sure.
Well, so here's the deal. I call that being asleep at the wheel. And the thing is that when you're not holding onto the wheel with both hands, looking where you're going, it's like closing your eyes and just driving without seeing where you're going, and you crash into the wall. But the learning, the breakthrough for my buddy Scott Duffy was, after all the dust settles, the learning is the most valuable learning that you take forward with you. Like the, you know, the folks that go to school for 3 or 4 or 5, 10 years, whatever, and they get that diploma and put it on the wall. Your learning was probably more valuable than that, the diploma on the wall. It's called the School of Hard Knocks. And now no one can take that learning from you. No one can take that breakthrough from you. Right, Scott?
Right. And here's the thing. You know, sometimes we have those, like, we have those moments, like there, I call them those aha, those goosebump moments, where there's like this idea of not knowing how to do it with like, man, that's how you get it done. It like all comes together. And it doesn't always like make sense in terms of how it's going to transform your business at that time. But I think that those aha moments, they're like puzzle pieces.
Right.
And as we put those things together, that's what creates the breakthroughs that Justin's talking about.
All right. So Justin, give us the website for the Science of Flipping. Where do we find you?
Yeah, the best thing, you can go to thescienceflipping.com, but to get a hold of me personally, and the easiest way to find me is through social media, the Justin Colby on Instagram, the Justin Colby on Facebook. Reach out to me. I'm happy to help and give you anything that is something that you're looking for.
All right. Also, scottduffy.com, and you can find his new book, Breakthrough. Gentlemen, thank you very much. And next, we're going to talk to a company that has 39,000 employees, and they want to help them with their financial literacy through programs that are amazing. That's right next here on Entrepreneur Weekly. On a night with a bed,
with the cup.
Welcome back. It is Entrepreneur Weekly. You know, us entrepreneurs, we're not the best with money. We're just really good with ideas and fixing problems. A buddy of mine calls me. Craig Stebbin is his name, by the way. He's a good old friend. We met when we were both working with Men's Health. Actually, he helped me get a job there, and I'm not healthy enough to work there anymore, evidently. Anyway, Greg says to me, Alan, I'm working with a company. They are the nation's largest military shipbuilder, sole builder of U.S. naval aircraft carriers, and the world's largest warships, one of the two builders constructing nuclear-powered submarines. And the company has 39,000 employees. And I'm like, holy mackerel. He says, yeah, you know what? He goes, they're helping their employees, and they're investing in their workforce to make sure that their employees have financial wellness. Because, you know, you ever have a friend in business that you're like, you're watching him and you're like, something's wrong. What's wrong with you today? Oh, money, you know, money, this money, that money, 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 money. So, you know, I mean, some people are just good with their money. Some people like me are not so good with their money. I remember, I mean, I struggled. I'm 58 years old now. I don't struggle anymore, but I struggled for so many years. And the company is called Huntington Ingalls Industries. HuntingtonIngles.com. Karen Velke's with us. She's Vice President of Compensation and Benefits. And Karen, thank you for talking with us this morning. This is very interesting because most companies don't put this much energy into the financial wellness of their employees. It's like, hey, we give you a paycheck, go do your own thing, be smart with your money. If you screw up, well, that's your own problem. But that's not your guys' take on it. Maybe you could help talk about it a little bit and help us understand why and what you're doing.
Yep, you're absolutely right. We believe that our employees' financial well-being is a huge part of our workforce development and very important to our employees' overall well-being, physical, mental, and financial.
Right.
We have programs to help our employees through all stages of their financial well-being. And one of the ones we have at the very beginning of an employee's financial wellness journey is called SmartPath. Employees can use personal coaching. They call up a personal financial wellness coach. They can do what's called budget boot camp to make sure that they have a budget that they can meet each month. And that coach will give them as much help as they need. They may only need one phone call that says, yeah, I have a budget. I'm making a budget that I can stick with and have some money left over to save every month. They may need a follow-up call that says, okay, we made an agreement that you're going to have $100 left over at the end of the month. It's Thursday. How are you doing? Do you have $100 left? Did you spend money? How's that going?
That is amazing that you guys are doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, people pay for this kind of coaching. A lot of money.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. And it's completely free to the employees, and it's very well received. And we do in-person classes at both of our big divisions once a month for any employee that wants to come.
Hmm. Here's a stat that probably came from you guys, but it's good for me. 54% of American employees, money and financial wellness is a daily concern. Is that right? Is that what you guys have?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a sad state of affairs right there. 54%.
It is.
And, you know, it's...
Let me
give you a little stat here from my personal life. I'm kind of a... how do I say this? I notice things about people. I notice energy. I notice, you know, when somebody walks in the room and they're happy, it's easy to go, hey, what's going on? When somebody walks in the room and they're nothing, they're just kind of neutral, and you're like, well, I can't read that. You know, that's kind of one of those things that I look at. When somebody walks in the room and they're down, you see that very easy. I'm most interested in when somebody walks in the room and there's nothing, because the nothingness is a point of, like you say, there's some concern going on. And I usually will say, what's going on? Well, a friend of mine recently who had worked for me 5 times in the last 30 years, you know, and I love the guy. I love the fact that he was one of these kind of guys that was willing to try and do anything. But at 56 years old, he hung himself. And we look at Anthony Bourdain, who recently hung himself. What is going on? We know Anthony Bourdain did not have financial problems because he was doing well. My feeling is that, like many things in life, this is one of these big problems that gets overlooked that you guys at Huntington Ingalls have really taken a huge, huge step. I mean, who does this? Does anybody do this besides you? I've never heard of this.
There are other companies that do that. I think what we found out is we needed a very broad approach. Most financial wellness programs focus on retirement readiness, but we realized after doing a lot of study that we needed to offer a very broad range of financial wellness programs and really meet our employees where they were at the time so that we can build a really strong financial future for our employees and now, help them do that.
Two questions. One, how are they responding to it? That's one. Two, does the company feel the impact of the, like you said, the financial wellness, the well-being, the mind change, the paradigm shift of things will be okay. So how are the company or how are the employees, you know, managing to deal with this and how do they like it?
You know, it's a newer program. So, our numbers, our participation numbers are still small right now, but, you know, everything in benefits, you have to be patient because it's that steady drumbeat of gathering new participants over time. And so you can't be impatient, because those kinds of things just don't work. We've had over 1,000 participants just in the second quarter, and 800 of those are unique. So that's a huge thing. Lots of people want to come to every class because they want to learn everything they can, and that's great. But the fact that 800 of those are unique and are coming to their first class, that's also a great thing, because they're coming to a class that's meaningful to them. So, you know, buying a new car, no, that wasn't meaningful to them. Money and relationships, that was really meaningful to them. So that's great. They came to that new class. That's fantastic.
All right, hold tight.
We had 65 coaches.
Here's what I need. That's right. I got to take a little break. We'll come back, talk some more. I need 37,000 phone numbers. I'm calling every one of them personally. This is such a good thing. I can't believe it. All right, hang tight. If you guys want to find out more about Huntington Ingalls, you can go to their website, huntingtoningalls.com. Karen Velke is going to be with us here in just a minute. She's going to talk to us about their coaching program and some of the... What she calls fuel, and how to have fuel in your tank. Maybe you can learn from some of this. I know this is a very important subject. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Well, don't forget to check out our website, entrepreneur.com. More podcasts like this are there, many more. Also, iTunes and all the rest. You can find Entrepreneur Weekly. Just put in there, Entrepreneur Weekly. There's a lot of entrepreneur-ish type podcasts out there. This is a radio show. So it is broadcast on national radio stations, and we thank each and every station for taking our show. We are talking with Karen Velke. She is the Vice President of Compensation and Benefits at Huntington Ingalls Industries. They're huge. They're the nation's largest military shipbuilder. They have 39,000 employees, and they are offering coaching for financial wellness, financial literacy programs. Who does that? Anyway, they do. And so now let's talk about this coaching program. Do you have some sort of somebody mentioned to me this program called Fuel. Is that part of the coaching program?
That's exactly right. It's the underlying premise of Smart Path's coaching program. It's called Fuel. And the premise is really simple. It's your income minus your expenses is your fuel. And they work on what's called a 7-tank system. Which tanks do you need to fill along your journey to financial wellness? And that's what they work with our participants on, is how to fill those tanks. And it sounds simple, but it's not that simple for some people. You know, it's you need some help along the way.
No, you know what's funny? What sounds simple to those who have had, you know, have somebody teach them this stuff, and it's just, you know, natural.
Like, right.
My children are entrepreneurs. I mean, my 18-year-old son comes into me. Actually, I think he turned 19. Yes, he did. He's 19 years old. He comes into me the other day, and he says, "Dad," he's like 6 foot, you know, two, whatever. He's got kind of this beard growing. And he's still my little kid, you know, but he's like, "Dad, I went down to the bank the other day, and I got approved for, like a $250,000 loan to buy a house." And I'm like, "You're a 19-year-old kid. How can they do that?" He goes, "I got a 720 score. I got $30,000 in the bank." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh," you know. But that's, my kid's an entrepreneur. He buys and sells everything. He buys a bicycle. He turns around, he sells it, makes some money. He buys jet skis. He buys a car. He buys a boat. He buys computers. This kid, since he was like 15, has been buying and selling as a hobby, and he saved all his money. But entrepreneurs do that. Now, who else does that? His dad and his other brothers and sister, and my daughter, who married, you know, a guy who's just like me, who's also an entrepreneur. But not everybody has that. Not everybody. Some, you know, there's latchkey kids that grew up, you know, with nannies watching them and parents at work, and that grew up on the streets. They don't have that. And so, you know, God bless you guys for doing this for your employees, because those of us out there in this world that don't have entrepreneur parents or uncles or friends or somebody, you know, what is Robert Kiyosaki wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
And it was about, you know, a friend of his father who was the rich dad, and his dad was the poor dad. His dad was a school teacher. For you guys should all look up Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's brilliant. But anyway, for the fact that Huntington Ingalls offers this and are building our American warships and all this stuff, I'm just so proud to hear what you guys are doing. And I'm amazed that you're offering all this stuff for this, what you guys call here, let's see here, financial literacy programs. Are other companies offering this kind of financial literacy programs? I've never heard of this.
I do think there are some. I think there are some. I think this component that you and I are talking about, I think, is sometimes the missing piece.
Yeah.
Because I think companies are most interested, or they focus more anyway, on the retirement aspect.
Right.
But I think that this component, you know, it's very disingenuous, I think, as an employer to, you know, to focus that piece on telling our employees, you know, you should max out your 401k, put as much as you can, get the full company match, when, you know, you may have employees who are struggling to make their bills every month. It's, you know, you may be helping them get that retirement money in, but you're not helping their overall financial well-being. And we know, you know, there are studies out there that show that people with high financial stress are 3 to 5 times more likely to suffer from depression, anxiety,
right,
hypertension. You know, so it doesn't help us to have healthier employees if we focus on the one thing that may not be their real problem.
Yeah. It's sad to think, you know, and even just a few weeks ago with my friend committing suicide, his son is actually a Sergeant Blackhawk helicopter pilot, came full dress uniform to his funeral. And it was sad to me. And I know without a shadow of a doubt he had financial issues and always had, always couldn't say no to himself. And he truly was illiterate when it came to his finances. And he was always, you know, the guy was 56 years old, and I love him. I'll love him forever for the fact that he was this young spirit of a 14, 15-year-old boy. And when we'd go driving and go to events and spend a lot of time together, we had a blast. We laughed like two little kids. And so I think that this is so, so darn important. And if I can have one more segment with you, talk a little bit about, you know, more about this, because I think this is such an important fact that companies as big as this, especially, that have the wherewithal to be able to help their employees and invest in the workforce. I mean, this is the most important thing a company can do. And I am just a little tiny company. It's hard for me, but I'm going to take a little lesson from you guys. We'll take a little break. And by the way, I would love to come to one of your seminars. I would personally love to come from a representative from Entrepreneur Magazine so I can learn from some of this. We'll take a little break, come back with more. Thank you. Karen Velke from Huntington Ingalls Industries. We'll be right back.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, we're talking with Karen Velke. She is with Huntington Ingalls Industry. Again, Huntington Ingalls Industries is the nation's largest military shipbuilder, sole builder of U.S. Navy aircraft carriers, the world's largest warships, and one of two builders constructing nuclear-powered submarines. The company has 39,000 employees. And Karen, your company has made a large-scale commitment to invest in the workforce. Beautiful thing. I mean, the coaching, all the things that you guys are doing, I would urge... I know that 1,000 or so people have taken advantage of this out of the 39,000. Here's a little message to the other 38,000 employees of Huntington Ingalls from Entrepreneur. Take advantage of it! What are you waiting for? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so the question is, at the end of the day, for those 700 to 1,000 people you were talking about that have actually done this, is there like a graduation at some point where you say, okay, you guys, you know, you've got all the tools you need to go out and live your life and enjoy and be financially sound? Is there some kind of a graduation?
Absolutely. Well, so people can go take advantage of SmartPath no matter where they are in their financial journey. But absolutely, once people have their budgeting under control and things like that, and they're ready to, you know, they have that extra money they need to invest in their 401k and things like that, we have two other kinds of tools. We have online financial management tools. So for longer term things, you know, how they're looking out into the future now for their retirement, and not just their retirement they're going to live on, but maybe, you know, they're going to travel some, or they're going to buy a beach house or whatever they want to do with that money. So we have some online tools for them. And then for people who say, you know, that's great and all, but it stresses me out, we also have a service that there is a small fee for, but it's very small, where they can have professional management. They can turn that money over and say, look, just manage it for me. And you know, and I know, that is expensive out in the real world,
oh,
right?
Big time.
And if you don't have a lot of money, you usually can't, they won't even talk to you. So they can do it themselves online, or they can get some personal advice on the phone, or they can just turn it all over and say, manage it for me at a very, very reduced rate, and kind of have a professional manager manage that money for them.
So, golly, this is fantastic. This is not open. This is something you guys should offer to the public. I'm like, this, you know,
I can't enroll you. I'm sorry.
I want in. What do I got to do? I'll come over there and help build those ships. I can weld. I took welding in college. That's the only reason why I went to college, to learn how to weld.
Then I can enroll you.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, my gosh. I love this. I love it. How long have you been offering this? It's something relatively new, you're saying.
That program has actually been around a little bit longer than SmartPath. We've been doing that since the beginning of 2017, so about a year and a half.
And then how long is SmartPath? How long have you been doing that?
We piloted SmartPath at our Ingalls facility down in Mississippi, I want to say in the fall of summer of 2017, and then we've just started it. It might have been summer of 2016, and then we just started it at Newport News. So it has not been around quite as long.
Well, I can tell you right now.
They're relatively new programs.
I want to come visit you. Believe it or not, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. You should appreciate this, the fact that you have many, many tools building ships and submarines and all this. I am kind of the spokesperson for Craftsman Tools. And they are launching.
Ah, okay.
And they're in Washington, D.C., or actually just outside in Baltimore. It's somewhere between D.C. and Baltimore somewhere. But Stanley Black & Decker bought Craftsman, the brand. They're relaunching the brand next week. So I'm going to be there for the entire week. I want to come visit you, and I want to talk to you personally and some of these people and see what you're doing. This is huge, what you're doing. This is wonderful.
Thank you.
Can I come visit?
We're very proud of it. I am sure that there is somebody that can set you up with a visit.
We're going to fix this. I'm going to come visit. I want to see.
Right.
I want to witness this firsthand. You know why? Because I'm a believer. That's the Monkees song on the way out here. All right, Karen, you did a great job. I so salute Huntington Ingalls Industries for what they're doing. Not only building these warships, these Navy aircraft carriers and submarines, but what you're doing for Americans and America with this financial literacy program, I'm just blown away. Thank you, Greg Stebbin, for introducing me to Karen. HuntingtonIngalls.com. And keep up the good work, Karen. I'll be back in touch with you, because I'm gonna be on your door, knocking on the door. Like all these employees, these 38,000 other employees. Go knock on Karen's door, everybody. All right. That's about it for this week's show. I'm Alan Taylor. Entrepreneur.com. Thank you guys for letting me host this show. See you next week. What's the use in
trying? All you get is pain. This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.